coming up is our mid-season finale of Being Mary Jane on our AfterBuzz TV After Show, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! It's always so sexy on Being Mary Jane.
I'm feeling it. Yes,
it was heavy tonight. Hey guys, I am one of your hosts, Phinia Thomas, and beside me is another one of my co-hosts. You guys are also make sure you see that there's two people missing, but we'll get to that first. Yes. Howard.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website howardthethird.com.
And we also have a special in-studio guest today, Mr. Douglas Olson. Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Judge McAllister.
Yes, I was the judge. But I've been demoted.
That's okay. We're glad to have you here with us this evening.
Yes.
So, what is it like being a part of the Being Mary Jane family?
It was great. I was asked to audition for the show and went in and did it. And she said, oh, that was great, but we shoot in Atlanta, so can you do a Southern accent, too? Because they might need that. So I said, you mean like gentleman Southern? You know, just educated gentleman Southern gentleman.
Oh.
And I did it. And then booked the role, like 10 days later. And I kept asking, well, which voice do they want? I'd kind of like to work it on a little, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd write the director, email him, and he said, I don't know yet. We'll figure it out on set. So finally, the day of shooting, I'm like, well, what do you want? You know, do you want the Southern or you want my voice? And he's like, well, let me hear Southern. We'll use your voice.
Shady.
Nah, I can do it pretty good, actually, but it all worked out.
For those of you who don't remember, he is Judge McAllister. Mm-hmm. He was the one that they were in Atlanta trying to get the scoop. Mary Jane scooped him and got the in-studio exclusive, and they were in studio. They were having a wonderful interview. And then Mary Jane took a left, and I believe it was your wife that shut it down. She was like, pause, I don't like where this is going.
My wife, who's also the district attorney, she saw where it was headed. I think she kind of protects me and looks after me.
As she should.
And she came running into the room and said, shut it down. This is bad press for my honey.
So you were being accused of false imprisonment of one prisoner, an African-American prisoner.
Correct. The story is when I was a prosecutor in Charlotte, our Swift Justice program, we would kind of railroad people through the system. And apparently I railroaded a young man that I'd seen before in my courts, never got him convicted, but this time I said, I got him, even though I had to suppress some evidence. And he came out and spoke with Mary Jane after he came out of prison.
Which then caused Mr. McAllister to not be able to be a part of the Supreme Court.
Oh. Yes, I pulled my name out of the hat after that episode aired.
That's pretty scandalous.
Yeah.
That's pretty scandalous.
Yeah, it is.
Well, especially what's in the news right now. Supreme Court justice that's before the before the Senate.
Which, being Mary Jane, they do so wonderfully. They always pull in elements of current events and facts that's happening. So, love that. It's right on point. Let's talk about the show. Let's talk about episode 10, Getting It. They got it. They got us.
Definitely did. It was a great episode tonight. Definitely a great way to end the mid-season finale. I was on the edge of my seat, loving every minute of this. I mean, of course, this whole season, it feels like the best season so far.
I love it.
Yeah.
So it opens with Mary Jane daydreaming. They're at a dinner party and she's daydreaming about Justin, which I thought for a moment was real.
Me too.
And then there was another moment later on and I was like, please let her be dreaming. She's dreaming again. which didn't happen. So then they're cutting to her 40th birthday that's coming up, which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And they're planning either to go to Martha's Vineyard or to an Eddie Murphy. Was it Eddie Murphy stand up?
Yeah.
I think it was. Was it Eddie Murphy that was coming?
Yeah.
A comedy show. So which would you guys choose for your 40th? Martha's Vineyard or a comedy show?
I would do a comedy show just because, you know, I would love to laugh, of course.
Well, you can always buy the DVD.
That's true. But I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't be in person.
I love that. Okay, then what else happened?
I think we saw a little bit of her actually getting back into the studio. Well, actually, before her even getting into the studio, got hot and heavy with her and Lee. And we find out that Lee is saving his sperm.
Right, the deposits. Okay, when did that happen?
Yeah.
and why are they doing it that way?
I think because she has fertility issues, which she did address, I think, in an episode before or after that. But yeah, she wanted to have sex. She wanted to get it in. It's after the dinner and, you know, feeling kind of frisky. And he's like, no. And hands her a dildo. Was like, here you go. Have this instead.
Right. Yeah, she got shut down pretty good there.
And I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but in the captions, it says flings Nick because she threw the dildo.
Well, because hers has a name.
Right. I thought that was really cute. I mean, I'm glad that that's what they were planning on doing and he's on board. Mm-hmm. Also, before that, in the moment, there was Kira who was like, she's done with Orlando.
Right, which I was, you know, I've been so gung-ho with Kara and Orlando this whole season. So for her to actually seem like, okay, I'm sad. Mm-hmm. I really should have never let him go, which is what I told you, Kara, last week. But that's fine. for her to say, you know, I miss him. Like, pretty much, I want to go back to him. I was like, it's about time. Go get your man.
Okay.
Go get him.
She needs to. She needs love in her life.
Mm-hmm. She does.
I want Kara to have. She can. I feel like she can have it all. And then now they're at work. Justin is pitching a story about a referee, which he so cleverly does because he really wants. What's her name to take it?
Mary Jane.
No, not Mary Jane.
Rhonda.
He wants Rhonda to take it. So I love that, and it works. She ends up taking the referee story. What do you guys think about that?
Well, she was set up, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty clever. He thinks long term. And is it just to help Mary Jane, or is it to help himself?
Don't.
I mean, we kind of knew Rhonda would take it, of course, because she's something else. You know, she's thinking she's playing this game so well, and she does, but...
Yeah.
Clearly, on this tonight's episode, we saw her slip up, and it was about time because we were waiting for it.
It happened. There is a moment where Kara says that the reason why that the pitch won is because he pitched it with the penis. Do you guys? I mean, I'm the only female in the room, but do you guys feel like that matters? Like, do you think males get preferable treatment when it comes to either sports stories or in corporate America? Period.
Sports stories, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it took a while for women to be sideline reporters.
Right.
Right.
It's true.
And are they, is she a pretty face or is she a real fan?
Mm-hmm.
Does she know her sports?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. I think it takes, you know, it's a tough one. I think guys have a little bit of a upper hand in corporate America sometimes. You know, sometimes it's not fair, but I think that's how it kind of goes, you know? I know, and it's a shame to say, but sometimes if you know your sports and
there's some female referees now.
That's true. So that mm-hmm. making progress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then there's a fight, which I didn't think it was going to get so heavy.
Right.
I understand what Mary Jane was saying. They're fighting about the child. He doesn't want to have kids in both continents.
Right.
He's thinking about that, and then she says, you know, I want you to want to have kids because you want them, not because you want to do it for me, which I think is a fair statement, because if you're doing something for somebody else, it might not turn out to be anything good. And then she's missing the point about compromise, which I think all relationships require compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fighting about that. They're making low blows. You know, she wants him to be passionate. It was very intense, and she ends up throwing a glass across the room. How are you guys feeling about that moment and that scene?
We'll take that. Well, if you can't give me a baby, then get the hell out. I mean, that was pretty rough.
It's an ultimatum.
Yeah, it's her way or the highway.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he said that he was like, "I'll be on the list with everyone else and all the other ones that are gone," which is kind of mean.
Yeah, that was a low blow. That definitely was. I'm like, Lee, come on. Like, what happened to just, we're grown-ups, we just had an argument, let's get back together type of thing. But I guess when it is talking about starting a family, it's completely different. I think both sides just weren't really hearing each other. When she threw the glass, it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, she might have just ran this man off.
So who do you think was right or who do you think was wrong? Is it that Mary Jane wants him, that not willing to compromise, or that Lee's just doing it to appease her?
You know, both sides. I think Lee's just doing it to appease her. Mm-hmm. I think he's the one who's...
And do you think he should be doing that? Is that why you have a kid with somebody, to appease them?
No, but I feel like he just sees that she wants the child so bad that he's willing to do whatever he has to do. But then when he sits down and really thinks about it, he's like, I don't know if I want to be a part of this.
Right.
You know, and it just sucks because you think they're all on the same page, but they're not.
Well, hypothetical. What if they're all in New York City?
Ooh, then that means we have to deal with that baby mama. Mm-hmm. She's a little crazy.
And what? Yeah. And what if Lee said, okay, I can make New York work. Is that what they are? New York? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the story changes, you know?
Right.
Now the kid issue is not as big a problem.
That's true. That's a compromise. Right. Yeah. Which Lee is asking for. Mm-hmm. He's asking for a compromise. Okay, so then now we're back at work. And Rhonda slips her way in again, and all of a sudden, Mary Jane's covering an emoji story. Yeah. Did you guys know what those emojis were before they explained them?
No.
Okay.
Maybe the bead of sweat, you know. But she handled it well.
She did. Kara had her back. She was quarterbacking that. Mm-hmm. Without Kara, which we'll get to. I don't think she would have handled it so well. I had no idea this was the Beyonce emoji. Did you guys know that? No. I mean, like, since...
I was like, when...
Yeah, I would have trouble with most of those.
When does this mean boy bye? I don't know. I was like, okay, alright. I usually just type out boy bye, but okay. Or the hand, you know? But
yeah. Okay. Or like the hair flip.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learned something there. But again, Mary Jane, like, you know, the professional that she is, she handles it very, very well. Mm-hmm. Then we're cutting in and out of the family. It is her birthday, and they're making a video, which wasn't really clear what they were doing at first.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one who thought that.
They were going beyond their comfort zone, but what exactly did that have to do with, a video on their iPad?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think I was like, okay, it's kind of cute, you know, because they're in Atlanta, so it's kind of like,
well, the visit back to Hattiesburg,
right? Which we found out in the end,
right? Right.
And then I guess Niecy finally getting a booth and getting a job is going outside of her comfort zone. I mean, I love that Patrick is now a community activist. Yes. Like, that's important. That's major. Mm-hmm. I guess that is him going out of his comfort zone and giving back. I really appreciated that. I guess maybe it's them showing that they're doing great without her.
I don't know.
She's probably giving them a pep talk, about she's doing it, and they say, you guys should too. You're stuck in your ruts, and, mm-hmm. and now they're stepping
out. Yeah, Niecy's going back to school. Mm-hmm. She's doing a babysitting share with the other girl. I love that. So then back to work, we find out that Lee has a master plan of getting Rhonda out because she didn't vet a story about being... Who is it? Oh, Justin. Mm-hmm. Justin wasn't... Justin has a plan. Mm-hmm. Rhonda didn't vet a story. And it gets really interesting. Did you guys think that he was on Mary Jane's side when that happened?
Yeah, I thought he always was.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Well, I don't think he was just in there to get busy with her. I think he really cares about her.
I don't know.
I'm romantic.
Howard, how do you feel?
I still think he's out to get her. I still think this is a part of the plan. He's doing what he has to do to really, like, lock it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, he probably didn't think about sleeping with her. I don't think he meant to take it that far, but he was probably like, I gotta do what I gotta do, unfortunately. Which is sad and petty, but... Mm.
I wanted to know, I wanted to know, what's the plan? And I think it was a great plan. He said he's been doing it for 2 months, and this is something, could be a career ender, because someone that's on the news and delivering, they have to have integrity. Mm-hmm. When people tune in, they want them to be honest, and you do have to do your research. Like, was it Nicki Minaj that said, do your fucking research? Was that her? It applies. You have to do it.
Maybe it was Dan Rather that said that.
Possibly. He possibly could have said that. So when he was sitting there and he was like, it has to be, he's like, let me get my hands dirty. I thought, oh, okay, this is the moment. The news directors are there. The suits are in there. This is when he's going to turn around and spin something. And it didn't happen, which hats off. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, he did his investigating. And even though Rhonda flipped the script earlier, it worked.
Mm-hmm. It worked. I mean, he got what he wanted out of this. I was like, man, is he going? Is this the it? This is the trap? This is what he's going to do? But no. Maybe there's a little heart in there. I don't know.
Yeah, I even thought, like, I thought, okay, you know, the studio's going to be like, to save face, we're going to act like it didn't happen. We're going to bury it. I mean, I was thinking everything else, but no, it turned out to be good. And then we find out, Rhonda suspended. Sweet victory for Mary Jane.
Plan worked.
They're celebrating. She's happy. She's walking around the newsroom. She's spinning. She's in the chair. And then it gets real steamy and hot. Did you guys think that it was going to go that far, that they have sex in the studio?
No. Well, or that graphic either. I mean, it was steamy. Yeah, for some reason I kept thinking, okay, there's somebody in the corner. They're going to pan around the next room. There's going to be somebody watching.
That's what I thought.
Someone with an iPhone.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it's a studio. Exactly. Studio sex, of course it's going to be recorded. There's hot mics. There's cameras. Mm-hmm. It's in a workplace. The cleaning crew. Somebody could walk in.
I was like, I'm waiting for the janitor to pop out the cell phone and just like blackmail him. I was waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, who knows?
I mean, I like it. I'm here for it. But I was like, blue, wake up. She's dreaming again. Like, she's dreaming. It's not happening. Like,
there might be a flashback in the next episode.
She was celebrating the victory too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they let their guard down too soon.
Yeah. I mean, they could have got a room, right?
Or her office.
Yeah. Or the office.
I mean, I guess it would have been that hot. Wait, didn't Kara have sex in there with Orlando, too?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they actually did. I think they just made out.
They just made out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, took their clothes off? Is that it was?
Oh, yeah. Trying
to that warm studio up. Sees a lot of action. Now, all this is going on, and Mary Jane's, she wakes up with a glow in the morning. She's spinning and twirling into work, and she finds out that her best friend, who has her back, is also suspended.
Yeah.
Collateral damage in this wonderful plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're all thinking it's Justin, which I thought, you know what, maybe he didn't know. Like, maybe he didn't see the whole scope of it. Maybe he didn't know how... I mean, how would he know how Rhonda's going to react, how she was going to retaliate?
Exactly.
What did you guys think?
I feel like he would have known that the producer would go down with the talent. Like, you knew that they were working close into this. Even though, yes, Rhonda left early and got on the flight and pretty much backstabbed everybody. You knew the producer was going to be attached to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just knew.
Yeah, the producer's attached to the story and the validity of it, the truth. She got sloppy.
Well, I mean, like Mary Jane said, it predated her, so I was under like, okay, like she's fine. She's nothing to do with like this is research from the origin.
Right.
This is now present day. Where is she today? So deal with that research. And of course, we see Carr leaving the studio, and where does she go? To Orlando's. And he opens the door with his shirt off. Is that how you guys hang out at home?
Yeah, he's probably doing push-ups right before she goes.
I thought it was going to be a girl. Like, he was having a moment. And I was like, oh.
I was like, as soon as he opens up the door a little bit wider, we were going to see a girl or something.
Yeah.
But no.
And she's already scared of love. So I was just like, oh. But and he embraced her. So that was really sweet.
She went right from the office to Orlando's. No hesitation. Beeline.
Orlando always makes everything better. And then we're back at work. Mary Jane has to pull it together. And what she had to do earlier, which we skipped over, where she was literally bawling after breaking up.
Yeah.
And again, who comes to the rescue? Kara comes to the rescue and gets her together, which now I wonder who's going to have her back. Kara's gone. And Mary Jane did not say anything when she was like, this is Justin. He did this. Watch your back. She didn't say anything.
Because she's still in the days. I mean, she just got some earlier. She's like, you're not going to tell me? Yeah.
Well, she got busy and she got the promotion, she's not thinking about anything else.
Exactly.
Do you guys think she should have disclosed that she was, that she knew what was happening, she knew a part of the plan, that Justin told her?
Not right before she was going on air.
Because then, you know, the more people that know this story, it leaks out and it might torpedo herself.
But that's her friend. Like, in that moment, she's crying, she's suspended, and she's just like, oh, because there's a look in her face like, yeah, oh, shit.
Sorry. Yeah. But I want to just be like, you know, this is my bestie, this is my girl, but this is my career, too. I'm getting ready to go on air in literally 15 minutes. Mm. If I break this news to you, you're going to be mad at me. You're going to put me in a whole different headspace. Mm-hmm. Let me do my job real quick. When we have girls' night, hey, girl, sorry I forgot to tell you.
By the way.
Break the man out you the Merlot.
I might have had 25% to do with why you got suspended.
But I love you, though.
And then we also see Rhonda walking through the halls, and she's on her way out. And, they, of course, they have to have a moment and a back and forth. Yeah. I thought Mary Jane handled that very well when she was like, don't be jealous.
She sure did. And I love how Rhonda was like, happy 40th.
Right?
Yeah, and she led into some other things, Rhonda. What did she say?
That she was going to age out probably too.
Well, no, she knew there's something coming. Even before the age, she mentioned something. I can't remember what it was. Like, she knew even more information, like, we know about the escapades in the newsroom. I don't know.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I do remember.
She alluded
her
to something.
Like,
I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember either the exact words.
Snapchat.
Interesting. And then, of course, it cuts to towards the end. Mary Jane is in the anchor chair, welcoming the morning news.
You go ahead, Mary Jane.
As pretty and as happy and as sunshiny as can be. Mm-hmm. How did you guys think she played that?
She played it very well.
Yeah, she
looked like a professional. Mm-hmm. She knew. The only thing I can say that came out of the whole Justin and Mary Jane thing is Justin did keep his word. He got her to the anchor chair.
Yes.
And she looked great.
And he touched her hand. And Lee was in the room
That's
looking
right.
in. Like...
Again, Lee popping up at the job,
Thank
though.
Thank you.
Popping up at the job again.
Okay.
I'm like, these passes have to expire. Who is letting you on the
he
campus?
He said he bribed the security guard.
But he keeps just popping
I know.
Up.
I'm sorry. I called it early on. The first time he did it. Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's okay a few times. Well, like the first time, second time, maybe if you bring lunch. But when you keep coming, no food, no flowers. Like, coming up here
Wait,
arguing.
Let me know you're coming.
Yeah.
What about the fourth time? Because didn't he come and they were in the hallway?
Oh, yeah.
And he met Justin.
Yep.
Just give him a pass. Golly. Get him an ID.
Yeah. Let him sweep up a little.
I mean,
give him a job.
So that concludes the show, and then it cuts to what we have to wait until July 18th.
Yeah, that's
My
some time.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Mary Jane
yeah.
has a fresh new summer do. She mm-hmm. looks cute. And who's on the scene? Rhonda. She's back.
We knew she wasn't staying away.
About.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't trust it.
Yeah. The new haircut, it's pretty short.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sassy.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. And I'm not, I still don't trust Justin. I don't know. I feel like there's always something lingering in his face and what he's saying. And I just mm-hmm. can't really, you know. Oh, wait, we didn't even talk about the moment they had in the room with the cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
What was that drink he made? A sidecar, a flying mail?
Airmail?
Airmail.
Airmail.
Which was red. We'll have to look it up to see what that is.
Yeah.
I would like Mary Jane to conduct her meetings in the lobby. Or maybe at the restaurant downstairs.
Exactly.
But all this knock-knock coming, like, this is not a good mix. And she's vulnerable,
yeah.
and, she, you know, she's sad. Of course they're going to make out again.
Yeah, is it usually heartache or she's happy? And she's always having sex with someone right after.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
I just don't get it.
I'm really happy. I need to have sex.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I need to have sex.
Whatever emotion I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with Mary Jane. I don't understand why. Like you said, she just keeps hanging out in her room. And how do you go from just hating this man and then, oh, just come on, let's have some drinks. Let's get a little, you know, wild. Or you're not even wild. Just have a few cocktails. And that the mini bar. I'm like, you're still in the hotel room Why can't she buy a bottle? Why hasn't she invested in the local liquor store? I don't understand. You're paying the hotel room. Now you got to pay for the minibar. You know that's more than the hotel room alone. So go to the store, girl. Like, you know you like to drink.
Why haven't you got a bottle? And there's a fridge. Maybe it's more convenient. I mean, she does get up at 3 a.m. to have to go to work, so
yeah.
Maybe it's more convenient.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then also the quote was, maybe one day we shall be glad to remember even these hardships, Virgil, which I think resonates a lot. Because you have to learn from your hardships. You have to, they're learning opportunities. Which there was a moment Mary Jane was like, you said I was different. She was crying to Kara, like, you said I changed. So yeah. I like that she did a self-evaluation, because usually season one Mary Jane would not have done that.
But definitely. She said, I haven't changed. Look.
Yeah.
No. That was a sad moment.
I'm back to the starting gate.
Yeah.
No man, no kid. 40.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure. Do you guys feel pressure with your age?
No.
Is that because of your males? Anyways, so let's wrap it up and talk about you.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
Let's do a little bit of Mary Jane and a little bit of what's going on in your personal life. So, of course, what is it like working with Miss Gabrielle Union?
Mm-hmm. Well, she was like the girl next door. Mm-hmm. And I mean that just, we were just shoot the shit just because we were waiting between scenes sometimes. And she's telling me about her past, and I think it was Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. And then she moved out to Pleasanton, California, and I said, "Oh, I'm from Marin County, right across the bay." And we started talking. Oh, I did soccer. I did track. Me too.
All right.
And she was so much fun to work with. She's in almost every scene.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she learns the lines like that.
Ooh.
She says, "Yeah, I have a photographic memory." When I did the interview scene with her, the second episode, we're rehearsing. The director said, "Okay, everybody out of here. I want to work with Doug and Gabby."
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding her script. She's like, "How's this go?" So I'm rehearsing with her, and I'm like, I don't think we're going to be ready for shooting this."
Right.
After about 5, 6, 7 times, she's like, "Okay, I'm ready." It's like, I think she just read it for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I need
a couple days.
I would need like a month.
Yeah. Especially with all that dialogue.
Yeah, and she carries it. But, you know, you get better and better. That part of your brain gets better and better at learning lines. And, you know, they'll wait for it. It's her show.
Yes, they will. Her name's
on it. Okay, we got a little overtime. It's okay. Gabby's learning her lines.
Exactly. What's one thing you took away from being a part of the Mary Jane family?
Mm. Oh, good question. Well, I felt welcome from the day one.
Nice.
Because you're coming into something that's established.
Mm-hmm.
And they all know each other and whatnot. And they could be, you know, there's a new guy.
Right.
But they want, and this works, I think, on most TV shows, they want the guest stars to do their best job.
Right.
So they make them very comfortable.
Ooh. How? Nice. What'd you get?
Not exactly. That comfortable.
Was there any goodie bags? What was in there?
Okay. That kind of stuff. Well, you know, it starts with the hair and makeup people. You see them first in wardrobe. I actually wore my own suits.
Hmm.
They fit better. what else can I tell you? Let's see. Lisa Vidal, we'd be hanging in the green room, and she's doing impressions of her mother of the thick Puerto Rican accent. You know, we were on the floor laughing, just talking nonsense.
Sure.
And some of the other people I met on the show, in fact, Kent Falcone, we're now like best buds.
Really? Like you guys hang out outside of...
Yeah. We're going to do a series together.
Oh,
okay.
I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell us more.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the people there are from Los Angeles, even the hair and makeup people.
Oh, wow.
And some of the stars. Some are from Atlanta. My wife's from Atlanta.
Okay.
My
film TV wife. Show wife.
Yeah,
yes.
TV show wife. You know, we're now Facebook friends and Twitter friends, and, you know, you just help each other out. Oh, and the director for the second episode, I got to know her pretty well, Nima Barnett.
Yes.
She was great. She actually Facebook requested me. I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet."
So you guys really are friends outside of the whole Hollywood aspect. That's good to know.
Yeah, and you know, we're you're trying to make a product, something that's good and entertaining, and you form pretty fast friendships. Mm-hmm. And when you're leaving, it's like, oh, you know, yeah. I hope to work with you again. Mm. And Nima was, she was quite hilarious. She's quite a director. Yeah.
So let's talk about this new series that you're going to be involved in. What's that? Pray tell.
Well, I'm in the middle of writing something. I approached Kent, and we just had a hilarious time on the set. And I have another web series called The Most Interesting Man in Studio City.
Mm.
And those are standalone sketches that I've done with my fellow actors. And I play everything from the world's worst NASCAR driver to a lazy cop with 2 months before he retires. I mean, we had the police car, the uniforms, and everything. Anyway, he saw a bunch of my videos, and I said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this one about you and me. We're LAPD's two worst detectives, and it's called The Replacements because there's budget cuts, and we get promoted from auto theft and whatnot, and we haven't done any training really on murder investigations, and we just get thrown into it. It's kind of a Law and Order meets Dumb and Dumber almost.
Okay.
Maybe not that
good
dumb.
Good deal.
But, and I'm halfway through the writing it, and he's on board. He's like, yeah, let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're not sure when we're going to film it, but it's coming up.
Alright. We will look out for that.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's pretty, sounds pretty interesting.
Yes. Mm. Well, there'll probably be webisode length, like 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But about 10 episodes. And, 8 to 10. That way we can either pitch it as a show or sell it like, are you familiar with High Maintenance, the show?
No.
Okay, but that's not saying much.
Yeah.
We just love meeting Mary Jane.
It started off as a web series, and it's about a guy in New York City that delivers weed on his bicycle.
Oh.
Right? Simple premise, and then he goes into these different homes and apartments, and then it's what happens in those homes. And they put it on YouTube and Vimeo, and then they got really popular on Vimeo, and now they have their own HBO series.
Wow.
Well, lucky them. Hot dog.
Doing more of High Maintenance. Yeah. So we're kind of following that model.
All right. Well, the best of luck for that, and we will be looking out for it. Thank you so much for joining us this evening for the mid-season finale of AfterBuzz TV's Being Mary Jane. So where can they find you, Howard?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com, and I also do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show, so make sure you guys tune in on Sundays for that.
And Douglas, where can people find you at?
Well, you can find me around Studio City as the most interesting man. you can check that out. Instagram is Doug Ols, DougOls. Twitter is Douglas Olson.
Cool. I'm Phinia Thomas. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Phinia Thomas. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.